some while ago talking about some hake, red hake, offshore hake. Do you need a few minutes? Okay.
Okay, I'm... So the I'm going to give about a 20 to 30 minute presentation, and I'll focus on the species that are of interest to managed by this council, and just probably not discuss the LALAGO results unless you want them. But I'll late in the day, and I'll stick to the hakes. So the SARC 51 took place in late November and early December. The SAW-SARC process, as usual, there are working groups that do this analysis. The external peer review was done by the Center of Independent Experts plus a chairman from your SSC, and I'll give the particulars in a moment. The products from these benchmark assessments will have, we do have reviewers' reports, which are posted on the website that's indicated there, and in addition, two science reports, which one of which is more or less a summary, which focuses on stock status, and the other contains all of the details of the assessments. And these are primarily science documents that have very little management advice, although some of the terms of reference are written in a way which is meant to provide the SSC with the information that it needs for making ABC recommendations. So the meeting did take The peer review meeting did take place at the end of November in Woods Hole. The peer review panel is shown on the left. J.J. McGuire from your SSC was the chairman of the meeting. And we had three panelists who were also chosen as independent experts, and they were chosen by the Center of Independent Experts. And they came and were very attentive, did a good job all week in reviewing these assessments. The four stocks, or the four assessments that were reviewed, are listed on the right. Silver hake was the biggest assessment of the hakes, and there's a northern and a southern stock. Then LALAGO squid, red hake, again there are two stocks, northern and southern, and offshore hake. Now I'll explain the silver hake results. First, I have two slides here. By the way, this is this was passed out today, so I think you each have a copy of my presentation. The terms of reference are quite extensive for each of these stocks, as is typical in the SAW-SARC process, and I'm not going to read through all these. I'll simply say that in a benchmark assessment, all of the sources of data are brought in and reviewed, and then they're essentially used to get estimates of fishing mortality rate, recruitment, stock size. They look at the current biological reference points, and then they also consider whether new biological reference points should be recommended. And then a stock status determination is made. If it's possible, they make projections about what the stock will be in the future, and they make research recommendations about how to improve the assessment next time. So that's what these two slides talk about. Now, getting into some of the results, and this is my... basically, I've gone through these reports, and this is my view of what is important. And I really recommend that if people want the real details, you go to the reports themselves and don't just listen to what I have to say. But I do try to do my best to give a fair interpretation of what happened at the meeting. So the landings for Silver Hake were quite high during the 1960s and 70s. And it's the real thing you can see from these graphs is that around 1980, catches have been quite low relative to the past. And the big catches in the past were due to an industrial fishery for bait and a distant water fleet. So the catch has been low, and usually when you see low catches, what you expect or hope to see is a response in terms of the stock size increasing. So that's where I'm heading towards, is whether that happened or not. The next slide that I'm showing is the recruitment that's come into the population in the north and the south through time. And you can see that recruitment has been very variable over time. And there have been highs and lows throughout the whole time series. So there has never been a period of extremely low or no recruitment, and recruitments do come in. So you can think of that as input to the population being variable but fairly steady without a lot of trend. The thing that doesn't really add up here, when the assessment scientists looked at the numbers of individuals that are age 3 and older in the survey over time, there was a decline. And this occurred both in the north and the south, and that's shown in this slide. So the reason I'm saying it doesn't add up is your catches have declined, so that should promote an increase in the size of the stock. The number of old fish should increase. The recruitment has been fairly steady, and yet there's something that's causing a decline in the number of 3 and older fish in the survey. So the assessment scientists tried to use an age-structured assessment model on all of this data, and that's a sophisticated model which does a good job. But the basic conflict in the different sources of data that I just described to you in qualitative terms, that's basically a problem that kept the assessment scientists from being able to get a good fit to the model. So you don't have to be a fancy modeler to understand that if there are conflicts between the input data going into the model, it's not going to solve your problem. And that's what happened in the case of Silver Hake. So they, even though they were attempting to do this ASAP model and they spent weeks developing it and writing about it, the peer review panel basically rejected using the ASAP model as an approach for stock assessment. So that's, I think, an important part of the peer review process. The people who did this work didn't accept this. They didn't roll over immediately and say, oh, okay. So there was a lot of challenging during the meeting, back and forth, a healthy discussion. But in the end, the reviewers had their say, and that's what we live with. Next piece of information has to do with the consumption of silver hake, not by humans that are fishing, but by predators that are in the ecosystem. And the black line in this slide is the consumption by 15 of the species that eat silver hake. And you can see that for most of the time series, a good deal of silver hake are eaten larger than the amount that's captured by the fishery. And this is probably a fairly typical result. It's just that it's something that we're looking at more frequently now in our stock assessments. So I've told you that the ASAP model was rejected, and the peer review panel, rather than leaving us with nothing, they basically fell back on the simpler approach that already existed, but they cleaned it up a little bit. The approach that they're using for stock status is a simple approach which uses the total survey biomass, and it's taking three-year averages. They also have a biomass threshold that's based on the average of the index during a period of time when they felt the stock was fairly stable. And the overfishing threshold is based on it also the average from a period of time looking at the ratio of the commercial catch over the survey and seeing if that was a time when it wasn't causing the stock to have a big decline. So these are more simpler approaches to determining stock status, and that's what the review panel felt was appropriate given the quality of the information that they could accept. So based on these BRPs, biological reference points, that the review panel's recommending, for the northern stock, it's not overfished, and that's what's shown in the upper panel. I put a yellow dot over the latest three-year average, and you can see that it's up there near the biomass target. And the dotted line below that, the horizontal dotted line, would be the overfished threshold. So based on this assessment, the stock is up there near where it should be. Similarly, in the lower panel, it's the yellow dot is below that line, indicating that the stock is, that there's not overfishing. And these are some newly proposed reference points. So this will be written in carefully in the documents, and then whenever overfishing definitions changed, they have to be incorporated into the management system. So here are the similar results for the southern stock. And rather than walking you through it, I'll just tell you that the results are similar. The conclusion is that the southern stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. And I'll finish this description of the Silver Hake assessment with comments from the SARC panel and also some recommendations that they made. So first of all, the new ASAP model, they felt that it was informative and it explored all the data sources. However, no unique ASAP model run provided a consistent interpretation of the data, and that ASAP model is not accepted as a basis for management advice. So the outcome is that they are recommending using the previous simpler approaches with some modifications. Now, a caution which they highlight in their reports is that the surveys may not be accurately tracking the population biomass. And the survey biomass indices do not show a clear response to the fishery over time. I mentioned that a little bit. And they also caution that the total mortality in the older fish may be increasing over time. And if that, in fact, is the case, then you have a bit of a mismatch because your biological reference points are looking at an average over the past history. And if you're basing the stock status on something that you say that you think may be changing a lot in the latest year or two, then it's kind of inappropriate to apply that long-term average to a change that's occurring now. So they're just cautioning to watch out for that. And the second slide of panel comments is that factors other than abundance may affect the survey trends. For example, these fish may be migrating in and out of areas. There were also a lot of questions about the catchability of the fish, again, different lengths of fish, and the selectivity of the survey and the commercial gear in catching the fish. These are all areas that need to be understood better in order to improve the assessment. And they were not able to make multi-year stock projections. They felt that the change to the RV Bigelow in 2009 will improve the survey for Hake. They thought about whether it was reasonable to keep the northern and southern stocks separate, and there was a lot of debate. They reviewed the evidence, and they concluded that it was equivocal, and therefore they're retaining the two separate stocks. And again, this was quite an important topic during the meeting because the assessment working group actually was considering pooling the North and the South into a single stock, but that was not accepted during the meeting. And they felt that the consumption estimates were an important finding. And some recommendations. They felt that we should consider using the ASAP model in the future if research has been done on a whole bunch of things that are basically the major uncertainties in the assessment. So they, by falling back on that simpler approach, they felt that that was the best they could do to get to determine stock status. But if more research could be done to answer all these questions that they had, then it would be better to move to the analytical model. Second, examine survey catchability across ages and years, and then ensure that apparent mortality, that is the mortality that the model is estimating, can accurately be assigned to different sources. Examine the distribution of silver hake with regard to depth, area, and fish size. Consider acoustic methods and egg production surveys. And obtain age data directly from the fishery catch and expand consumption estimates to include more predators. That's my summary of silver hake. Should I go on to do red hake, or do you want to talk about silver?
I prefer we go on unless there's a burning question.
Okay,
go on, Jim.
Okay. There's red hake. The terms of reference are very similar. I'll just blow through those. The landings data are also similar. Landings of red hake fell a lot after the late 1970s in both the northern and southern regions. Here are data showing the consumption of red hake, and the result again is similar, where especially in the more recent half of the time series, the consumption exceeds the catch of red hake. Then for the stock status, again in this assessment, they were trying other analytical models, not the ASAP model, but there's something called SS3 and another model that you may have heard of called SCALE. And the assessment scientists did a lot of work to try to get these other models to fit. The review panel came in and looked at them, and they rejected that work. And they fell back on the previous survey-based approach, which is much simpler. And there were some problems with the overfishing definitions that were in place, so they cleaned those up. So there are some modifications to the existing overfishing definitions. And this overfishing definition is very similar to the one that they recommended for silver hake. And then the results for the northern stock, not overfished and not overfishing. For the southern stock, same result, not overfished and not overfishing. The comments from the SART panel were that there was analysis that was done called AIM, and they felt that that was useful, that the other two models had real significant difficulties, that the work that was done was a major improvement for understanding the existing data, the population, and the fishery. The outcome of the work is that the survey indices are proposed for stock status determination. However, it is uncertain how well survey indices represent stock size, and fishing mortality may be too low for the fishery to have a detectable effect. And the second slide of comments are that the survey catchability is not well enough understood, and therefore the use of survey indices for management is somewhat uncertain. Evidence for the existence of a single or two separate stocks is equivocal. The new reference points are recommended for the northern and southern red hake stocks, and it wasn't possible to perform projections. For recommendations, they endorsed the list of recommendations that were in the report from the working group, and then they also have other recommendations, such as getting a better handle on the mortality of fish that are discarded, and just like silver hake, they needed they requested more work done on the catchability in detail as it relates to the size and age of fish and the vertical distribution of fish in the water, the area that they're in, and the time of day and season. They thought it might be useful to look at the catch per unit of effort in the commercial fishery to obtain age data directly from the fishery catch and expand the consumption studies to include more predators of hake. And that concludes red hake, and now offshore hake is the fastest one, because that's the one that we have the least data on. Here are the terms of reference. These were a little shorter than the other ones because we didn't have as high an expectation of being able to accomplish as much. This can all be summed up pretty easily. If you look at the map on this slide, this is a map that shows our coastline, and all the lines that are showing little blocks, those are survey strata, and the dots that form the dark band of circles that are all on the edge of the shelf slope edge there. That's where all of the offshore hake have been captured, and that's the deep boundary of the survey. So when you have this case, it's clear that you don't really have a good handle on what fraction of the population is being surveyed. There could be a lot of fish in deeper water. So given that this was the first stock assessment for offshore hake, and this was the nature of the data that we were working with, it wasn't easy to do much. And they felt that the survey data may not be a good index of abundance. And to do a stock assessment, of course, that's what you need. It's not advancing. Can you stuck? Wow. Well, I only have three more slides, so I could just talk about it. So in the previous reports, there were some overfishing definitions, and in the past, the Whiting Monitoring Committee had noted that these overfishing definitions had some real problems, and the current review panel also agreed that those definitions had real problems, so they rejected those. But they also were not able to recommend any new overfishing definitions. So as a result, for this particular stock, the status is unknown. It's not known whether it's overfished, and it's not known whether there is overfishing. And for SARC comments, this was... They noted that this was the first assessment of offshore hake, that They felt that the working group did a thorough job with the data that were available, but that the data were insufficient to complete the assessment. It was not possible to estimate fishing mortality, recruitment, or biomass. Surveys are believed to cover an unknown and variable proportion of the stock. The accuracy of the historical landings is poorly known. There are possible species identification problems, and they're unable to determine stock status. Furthermore, no alternative reference points could be recommended, and the existing BRPs should also be rejected. And they had several research recommendations, but the main one is to somehow get a better handle on that. Oh, we're moving again. Get a better handle on the aerial distribution of offshore hake. So that completes my report. Thank you.
All hail the hakes. Any questions? David?
Thanks, Tim. It's pretty interesting, at least to me, because pretty important to me. On the silver hake, on the recommendations on the top of page 14, factors other than abundance may affect survey trends. Fishing mortality may be too low to impact the survey trends. Could you go into that just a little bit more detail? I know we're kind of in a hurry, but that seems to be a pretty important point from where I sit.
Yeah, well, as I said, when they looked at the ASAP model, it just things didn't fit. So no matter how they juggled it, there was always something that popped out as an index that didn't jive with the others. So they asked a lot of questions, and they said, well, maybe there's something about the survey index or the commercial catch that we're not interpreting correctly. And that could be that there are times of the year when the fish are not available to the gear, or maybe they're at a certain depth where the gear is, and it's season dependent or time of day or whatever. Or the fish are migrating at a certain time. So all of the, they said we have to get a better handle on that in order to make this assessment fit together. And then the fact that the catch was low, the commercial catch was low through time, that's where that statement comes in, that maybe the catch isn't high enough to actually have an impact on the biomass, and that it's being controlled by other factors. There's always the possibility of the invoking the environment as something, some factor that hasn't been identified.
Okay, so for example, consumption then could possibly be controlling the population as an environmental factor. And the other thing I was looking at is, did they look at the general, there's been a thought that there's been a general northward and eastward migration of the hakes in response to climate, and whether they looked at that at all.
Yeah, with the consumption, I think they put that into the model as one, as another index to look at. And even with that, the working group thought they had a model that they could go with. But in the end, the review panel didn't accept it. It came down very much to, you know, the old hump-shaped selectivity curve. It boiled down to whether you could buy into that assumption or not. And if you bought that assumption, the conclusion was that the stock was really high, but they were cryptic fish. And if you didn't buy that assumption, it made the stock look very low. They said, given that we have these two really different results and we don't have evidence to, you know, buy into either one, we can't accept that at the moment. And the second part of your question, I know I talked about the consumption, but you had a two-part.
Yeah, the kind of northward and eastward migration, the idea that they may be, for example, wintering on the edge of the shelf or something further to the north and east than the survey maybe picking them up, something like that.
Yeah, I think you'd have to talk to Larry Alade about that. They may have done some of that when they were looking at pooling the north and the south together and seeing whether things fit better. Because it really gets into that issue of whether if you have some boundary between a northern and a southern stock and fish at certain times are moving, that would also cause your model not to fit, because you are actually having fish leave and then come back, and you might attribute that to mortality, which isn't really happening.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Another example of great work done through the SARC. With the silver hake, there's a couple of caution statements, and this is on page 13 of your presentation, where it says in the fourth bullet, survey biomass indices do not show clear response to the fishery over time. Was there a lack of a clear response in the northern area as well as the southern area? I ask that question because in the northern area, of course, there are very few areas where the fishery can operate. It's severely restricted. But in the southern area, the restrictions are, absent. Certainly not as bad as in the Gulf of Maine. So to north and south, was there any difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was a difference. I think in one area there was a bit of a dependence between the amount of fishing and the response of the population. And in the other area, there wasn't. But I'd have to go back to the working group reports. So.
Any other questions for Dr. Jim? Andy?
Jim, I haven't seen the documents since they were just released, so I haven't read them thoroughly, but as you know, the council is charged with setting ABCs, which are derived from the overfishing level after accounting for uncertainty. And I have a PDT meeting scheduled in a couple of weeks to begin working on developing ABC options and ACL specifications for these stocks for the Amendment 19. But I'm troubled by on page 13, the statement that proposed biological reference points, which are based upon averages of historic indices and catch rates, may not be appropriate. They were derived, as I recall, from the AIM model, which had some – it was used to get to these proposed biological reference points, but then the statement undercuts it. Then in the red hake on – I underlined it somewhere, red hake. Somewhere for red hake, it said that it was the reference points were not reliable or uncertain for purposes of management. So those two statements really undercut any effort I might be able to put together in terms of deriving an overfishing level or setting an ABC. And as you may or may not recall, the catch history of these stocks don't measure up to criteria for a model like DCAC. So I'm left in a bit of a quandary as to what to do, and I was wondering if you have any advice.
Well, I think you can turn that around as a glass half full. That when the SARC panel does tell you that they point to a key thing that is uncertain, that gives you some clue that you shouldn't that you need to have some sort of a buffer between the highest level possible. It's telling you there's some uncertainty in the what's known in the stock assessment. So I don't think it, when they give you a caution like that, it doesn't mean that you can't do anything. It's just telling you that's a cause where the science is uncertain, and therefore management has to take some appropriate action that's, in proportion to the uncertainty that they're telling you. Now, it's not quantitative, I'll give you that, but it's qualitative results.
Well, I think the statements go a little bit further than that. It says it may not be appropriate, and that's the most troubling thing. I mean, if we put something out there, then it's going to be arbitrary and capricious.
Well, the
I think discussed this with other councils and stuff. I think what we have to do is, instead of using science, which this is data poor, we're going to look at like 10 years worth of landings and establish an ABC on that. And our SSC's aware of that, so we'll take that into account.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Jim. We'll take a quick biological break, and then we'll take our last agenda item of the day.